Alcatraz is the most famous of the islands of San Francisco Bay, Alameda Island the largest, and Yerba Buena the most traversed, thanks to the Bay Bridge. But another 45 points of land lie within the bay, all of them chronicled and photographed in the book The Islands of San Francisco Bay. That project began with the two small humps of land known as the Marin Islands in San Rafael Bay. James Martin was photographing them for the Trust for Public Land, and that gave him the idea of documenting all the islands throughout the bay. More than a dozen years later, he completed the document in the form of a self-published hardbound coffee table book. Partnering with designer Michael Lee and a team of writers who contributed essays, Martin says they wound up featuring 45 separate isles in the book, although some of them are little more than outcroppings of rock.
For example, the Castor Rocks, which are at the east end of the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, are legal islands. They're a good place for the seals to pull out. And there's places like Belvedere Island, which isn't really an island anymore. So I picked islands that were true islands and that they were significant more than just a rock somewhere.
The theme of the book is history and ecology, so each of the islands, especially the smaller ones, we included them because they are in fact surrounded by water and they all have something unique about them in terms of history and ecology.
That's Michael Lee, who adds that a major focus of their book was the ecological differences among the various islands.
The birds that you'd find in the North Bay are definitely different than you'd find on Red Rock, which is right near the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. And then down into the South Bay, when you get into Alameda, Arrowhead Marsh, the birds, the types of things you're going to find there are definitely different.
But the histories they were able to trace for each of the islands are even more varied. Many are too small to have ever been inhabited, while countless people have walked or lived on Angel or Treasure Islands, or for that matter, Alcatraz. Martin notes that three other islands are now home to ghost towns.
The most interesting one is Drawbridge down in the South Bay, just north of Alviso. And there's 25 buildings still left there, sinking into the mud. But in the heyday of the 20s, there was 500 people lived there, and they had hotels and brothels in the town, and it really was the Wild West town of the Bay Area.
But his favorite among the 48, Martin says, is a small isle with a unique combination of geology and history.
I read something somewhere that there was an island called Brooks. So I went to Google Earth to find where it was, and there it was, right off of the Richmond Marina. It's the only island besides Angel Island that has a natural spring on the island that runs year-round. And the island itself is too small to capture its own water. So that fresh water is coming from the East Bay Hills under the salt water of the bay and coming up on the island. And therefore, the shell mound, the Indian shell mound that's there, people lived there continuously for 3,000 years because they had fresh water.
Lee cites Angel Island as his favorite for a very different set of reasons.
There's a lot of history there, and I like that, but it's so easy to get there. It's a good place to go find some respite, but still be close to the city, close enough to where you can actually see and photograph it.
You may be surprised to learn that the greatest concentration of islands, 12 of them, are in the North Bay. Most are low-lying fields, though, surrounded by channels, levees, or slow-moving streams. As for Red Rock Island, it's on the market once again. The asking price, once $22 million, has recently been reduced to under $5 million, with amenities, such as any kind of a structure or a water supply, not included. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.